Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2021 Rome Film Fest, and I'm so pleased to be joined by one of the most distinctive and strong voices in American filmmaking today, Sean Baker. How are you?
Oh, that's nice. Good, thank you.
Presenting Red Rocket here at the festival. I just watched it this morning. I thought it was awesome. There's so much that I want to ask you, but I guess the first question that I wanted to ask you is related to the term suitcase pimp. Is that a real term? And what is it that attracts you to this type of person?
Well, I didn't know about this term until I was, you know, doing research in this world and realizing that it's a term applied to these men, male talent in the industry that lives off of female talent in the industry. And what drew me in? I would say it was really getting to know these men, hanging out with them. On the surface level, they are charming and appealing and funny and entertaining. So I was actually enjoying my time with them, laughing, etc. Going home at the end of the night and letting everything they said sink in and thinking, why was I laughing at that? Huh, okay. And being very torn about my what I felt about these men overall. And so I wanted to actually tackle a character study that would put the audience in the same mindset and have the audience just as torn. You know, do I root for Mikey or do I want Mikey to go down in, you know, in flames? And so hopefully that's what I did. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I absolutely, that's exactly how I felt while I was watching the film. A couple of things too. I mean, just the setting of the film too, I thought was just amazing. It's almost like you're stepping into a timeless place, you know, where time just moves differently. It's also profoundly American. Is that also important, the American part of the film here?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, the oil and gas industry, very important to the U.S. economy, but also extremely controversial, especially globally right now, you know, with the fossil fuel debate. So, you know, I also wanted to show that this is how people are living. These are livelihoods. And so not to take that lightly. So again, there was that balance of, you know, of different sensibilities. And also, I have to say, just as a director, visually, the refinery row is amazing. To have like the twisted pipes of rust and metal and steam and flames, quite visual. So it helped me in many ways have the location become a character.
Yeah. Well, it definitely did feel like it was important. Yeah. And just in terms of that, too, I also kept thinking of the concept of the American dream. Mm. It almost feels like the protagonist of this film still embodies that. And do you feel like that's still a thing, you know, the romanticized idea of the American dream?
I think at one time the American dream was simply about being happy, raising a family, and and hoping that your kids did, you know, had a nice life. Yeah. I think that was just surviving was the American dream at some point. And now the American dream has been distorted and contorted into just a pursuit of like fame and money and power. And I think that's I'm tackling that, but I'm also tackling sort of like the unfulfilled American dream or the failed American dream, at least in the way that Mikey he gave up on that dream and he returns to a place he never thought he would have to return to and has to deal with that and cope with that new existence.
It's interesting to consider that also in terms of pornography and the role that it has played, I guess, to some extent in a version of the American dream. Now the pornography industry is also radically changing.
That's what part of the reason why the film takes place in 2016, because there have been so many changes since then. I mean, with the rise of platforms like OnlyFans, sex workers, sex performers can actually just manage their own careers, and so it has definitely changed, and it will continue to, I guess.
I wanted to. This is the last question because I don't want to make anybody angry. I could talk with you forever, but Simon Rex,
yeah,
what a fantastic performance. Yes. I don't think I've ever seen him better in a film. So
that's nice to hear. Well, he's amazing. I have had my eyes on him for like 3 decades because we're essentially the same age. So I've watched his peaks and valleys and his way of always tackling the next, like he was a VJ back in the day. Then he was a comedic actor, a comedian, a rapper. And then he did great on social media. He always continued to entertain me. And I always thought, why hasn't he been given like a real meaty character? Like I would. And so when Red Rocket rolled around, I'm like, I guess I'm the one who's going to do it.
Sure.
And I'm so happy. I mean, he was so wonderful to work with. He's so talented, so motivated, doesn't have that Hollywood diva thing at all. Like he came in and was ready for our crazy guerrilla filmmaking. I mean, it wasn't nice. It wasn't great for him. He didn't have a trailer. He didn't have, we were eating pizza every day. I mean, not Italian pizza, like yeah. shitty Midwest pizza.
Any donuts in the crafts table?
we said, we're all like, let's not eat any donuts. Let's be responsible. By the end of the last day we were shooting a donut hole, we were all eating donuts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, we got to go, but it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. You're great.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.